Hello, the name is Alpha Insanity, and welcome to the Straight Cheese No Lettuce podcast, or show, whatever you want to call it. Still an idea I'm thinking about. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this episode. I know I've been gone for a very long time, a couple weeks to be exact, but that's to be expected. And we're going to get into a couple of topics today, and the main ones I want to talk about is where I've been. I decided to take a little vacation and a vacation. So I took a couple weeks off to, you know, get my mental health back in check and, you know, trying to do some more hobbies and stuff like that. But mainly I wanted to make sure that I really wanted to do this show. I didn't want to do it just because of the fact of like it may be make me famous or whatever, which is would be a blessing, but at the same time I really wouldn't care. I just do a podcast, you know, just to talk to people. But I also knew the fact that I kind of started doing a podcast just for on the spur of the moment type thing, you know, just winging it. So I decided to take a couple weeks off to, you know, trying to figure out what I want to do, how I want the show to run, and everything else. And with that and being gone for a couple weeks, I kind of figured out that I really want to do this. I really want to do this because I'm starting to like talking. I'm not as nervous as I used to be. I'm trying not to flip over my words. And considering the fact it's been a long time, I decided to, for this episode at least, not to edit this show as much as I used to. I'm going to try to keep this as one continuous talk, no cuts, no edits, and just, you know, be as real, like real as can be. But as I was gone, I realized the fact that I need to be very careful and be very specific with what I want to talk about. Because usually when you do a podcast show, you kind of fall into a niche or a routine of like what you want to talk about. And considering the fact I want the show to be a platform for people, I need people to fill in my niche. So that's one of the things I thought about when I was gone was what type of show would I want to bring people on, or basically what type of guests I want to bring on the show. And the answer is pretty simple. I want everyone to come on the show. I want doctors, teachers, lawyers, hell, I'll go far say preachers, pimps, politician, porn stars, prostitutes. I don't give a damn. I really don't. I like hearing people's stories told. And I love hearing stories because one of my pastimes, I like reading, you know, stuff on Reddit, true crime novels and all stuff. And not only that, the history on stuff. I love autobiography books. That's a little, I guess you could say, a hidden gem. I like hearing and reading autobiographies or, you know, books about famous people, basically. As you can tell, I'm trying to get used to like using my words carefully so I won't flub them over and over and over again. So bear with me. I've been gone for a couple, you know, for a good period of my time, and I'm gonna mess up some stuff. But also while I was away, I talked to a lot of my friends who actually listen to the podcast, and some people who have listened to it. Most of them, not all my friends, but people who have listened to it all the way, and they pretty much said the same thing. They like it, they love it, but they also said the same thing, that I've got to keep at it. And that's one of the things too. When I was away, like, was the yearning to come back, and I could have came back a couple weeks ago, maybe several weeks ago, but I take my mental health and my physical health very important, so I am going to probably take a couple more breaks, not right now, but in the near future, you know, to keep my mind straight, my mind sharp, my mind pure, and keep my drive, like, you know, stable. That's another thing. And also, I might as well go ahead and do a little type of scheduling thing. But when you hear this episode, it's probably going to come out on the upcoming Saturday, but the following Saturday, there won't be a show, and then 2 weeks from now it's going to be another show. And the reason I keep a big week in between, big gap in between, is because I'm basically doing this by myself. The editing, the music, the software and all stuff, even in fact I have a couple friends who don't mind helping me, we all have lives. Everybody's busy. I can't just keep asking people to help me. I got to do this on my own. I don't mind the help. I actually appreciate the help, but one of my friends who's good at making doing podcast shows, he has a family to take care of. I have another friend who is good with making podcasts, but he's busy with his endeavors and his I guess you say projects on his own. So it's hard to come to us like I it's hard to come to them in a time and even ask them because they're already busy and I don't feel like, adding to their plate. So pretty much the whole week is usually by a certain deadline, I usually would have the audio recorded, and then the next couple of days I'll try to get the music in, try to cut the editing down, except for this episode because this one's going to be pretty much one long shot. So any pauses in it, it's a pause in it. But mostly I use the whole week to do the editing. Now, would I like an editor? Mate, I would love one, but this budget is more, what you want to say, more emptier than a Dallas Cowboy home game? Okay. Okay, that was a jab at one of my friends. And if he listened to it, it's all jokes. It's all jokes. If he listened to it, this show. But I want to make sure the fact that I get used to doing this on my own, so I don't have an editor, I don't have a producer. And why am I talking like the fact I'm some famous podcast host? I'm not there yet, but I'm basically, this is a party of one. But while I was on my mental break, I actually took some time to go out and went vacationing. And I went to the great city, or the great state of Tennessee, more mostly. I went to the city of Nashville, to see some friends of mine who've been my friends for so long. I consider them brothers now. So, shout out to D Mobius. Shout out to my friend, Mr. Comic, and my other good friend, Mr. Jeff. That's his name, and I'm sticking to it. But when I was up there, I went around town, especially during the nightlife, and for some fucking reason, and I stand probably stand alone by this, but damn, the Nashville nightlife is way better, in my opinion, way better than Atlanta nightlife. It feels so different. I'm not talking about the country music. I'm talking about just the overall atmosphere. And I think Nashville gets a pretty bad rap because it's mostly country music. Like I said, mostly country music. But if you go down some streets, I know we're down the Hollywood Boulevard, and they're just open wall-to-wall bars. But if you walk over Murfreesboro, Franklin and stuff, and you actually just get out and just walk around, you actually will see some pretty hot spots going, like popping off and that stuff. Atlanta to me is why I love the city. It's so, what's the best word to use it? I'm not gonna say redundant. I'm gonna say default. And what I mean by default is like it's that one city that everyone goes to have fun. But the problem is that when you go there once or twice, you've pretty much done that. Atlanta and Miami and some parts of Orlando. Once you go there like four or five times, you pretty much have seen everything you could possibly see. You've seen one girl shake her ass. You see another girl, the same girl shake her ass in another city. You go to Miami, you see some titties. You're gonna go to Atlanta, you'll see some titties. It's the same. But for some reason, Nashville just feels like completely different. Like they're not trying to be Atlanta. Nashville's not trying to be on Miami. But for some reason, it actually is just as good, if not better. The other thing I like about it when I went on my trip to Nashville is the fact that it felt, for some reason, stepping out of my hometown, it's like my second home. It's basically my second hometown. And a very, very warm feeling kind of hometown. Like, I go there and I feel like if you told me where I was born in Nashville, I would not fight you on that. If my parents told me you was actually born in Nashville, I'm like, I could figure that. I kind of gather that. Because there's something about going to a city that you love going to, that once you step on the soil, or once you get out of your car after the drive, and you breathe in that city air, and you're like, I was made to be living here. For some people, it's Nashville. For some people, it's Atlantic City, Las Vegas, LA, the Moy. But whatever you want to call it, some people got a second home away from home, and mine just happened to be Nashville. Got to hang out with some friends of mine, like I said, especially one of my closest friends named D. Mobius. He was one of the guys I interviewed not too long ago, a couple episodes ago. And I got to hang out with him. It's like, it is a weird, and I have to say, it's a weird thing to be hanging out with someone that you met since second grade. We've been friends for, like the show said, almost close to over 30 years. And it's still weird the fact that we meet each other, we hang out, and we still are learning more about each other each time. Now, I'm going to confess something now about him, or about me, about him, about my friend Demobius. He is my friend to the point that I consider him one of my brothers, but he was the guy I always like, you're not supposed to, but he was the guy I always like try to like check myself against. You know, like in life, like who had the girlfriend, who did not have one, who got the car, who was the first to have a car, who was first to move out, and all this stuff. And you're not supposed to do that. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to enjoy your life, you know, one day at a time, enjoy experiences one chance at a time, and just, you know, when things happen, they happen, whether they're good or bad. Learn from it. Learn to either repeat it or learn to avoid it. But for some reason, when I met Darren way back when, and then we reunited, because we met back in second grade, then he moved, and then he left, I think, in third grade, and then we reunited back in middle school, by some chance. And I always like try to compare myself to him, like grades, social classes, friendships, everything. But he's my fucking friend, but that drove me to be a better person, and that's why I got the high utmost respect for this man. In fact, I got utmost respect for most of my friends, so if I call you my friend, trust me, it's I have like top tier respect for you. Like not everybody, I don't call everybody my friend. I don't show love to everybody the same to everybody. If I call you my friend, you got my undivided respect, undivided love, my undivided attention, everything. So when I say I love you, whether it's like a sister, like a brother, heck, like a cousin or whatever, it's the utmost respect I can give you. But back to the main thing, it's kind of cool when you see when you grow up with some, when you actually grow up and then grow old, even if I'm not old, but grow old with the same amount of friends, you start noticing things. And hanging around him and his entourage and his family, it's funny seeing him in father mode. For so long, I've seen him as that cool, suave, like, you know, like charismatic dude that he was. Now he's a family man. I think he fell into that role pretty easily. But then again, I'm looking from the outside in, so there you go. Another person I ran into, well, actually two of them I actually ran into, my friend Jeff. What's up, Jeff? If you're listening. Now he's old school as old school, like 1970s, like Shaft kind of like old school, man. He's the dude who just like he just lets life just pass, like go through him. He doesn't try to like chase dreams. He makes dreams basically. Like highly intelligent, very like knowledgeable and all in very knowledgeable and I would say about all subjects he knows too. Military man, veteran, salute you, homeboy. Like, and he's that dude you can sit down and just talk to for hours, and he'll have stories, he'll have like, you know, commentary on things. And honestly, after knowing him for a couple years through DMOB, ironically, he's kind of like that brother that's like went off for a while and come back, and then you didn't know he came back, but when he came back, you glad he came back. I think the best way, the equivalent is like if I was Speed Racer and he was Racer X, but I knew who he was. If you don't know who Speed Racer is, my God, I'm getting old. But if you don't know who Speed Racer is, look up the old cartoon. Trust me, you'll not be disappointed. But yeah, I got to see him when I went uptown to Nashville and all stuff, and he was kicking it too. you know, he's one of those kind of dudes where you don't really have to have, even if, like I say, he's very knowledgeable and he's a great communicator and all this stuff, he's one of the dudes like you can just sit down in the room and don't speak, say nothing, and yet you feel like you're having a big ass conversation about stuff. And that's saying something. When your presence makes can make noises for you, that's saying something. Last but not least, my last friend I went to go visit, well, one of two, his name is Junior. And again, he's a wise old man. Well, he's not really that old. But when you sat down and talked to him and you let him speak, he has stories. All of them seem to have a message, but he has stories to tell. And if you sit there and listen, you will learn something. Even something that you already knew, you learn it from a different perspective. And that's why I like talking to these guys. Whether it's on text message or Xbox Live, it's a new experience every time. Speaking of which, I probably need to get one of those guys on the show. But if they're anything like I know them, they probably better just like, I'm better if my stories are told through, you know, through different people's voices. Last but not least, I would consider her a friend, but I don't really know her that long because she's my main homeboy's, you know, girlfriend. But it is kind of fun, like, talking to someone from the female cisgender perspective. After I only know her for a couple years, basically, but she's very grounded, realistic, as knowledgeable as well, and extremely funny, very funny. I think she can give Chris Rock a run for her money if she tried. I think she could do stand up if she actually tried. But with friends like those, there's no need for enemies, because I wouldn't have any friends like these. With friends like those, they make me like push myself to be better at whatever I did. That's why I took a couple weeks off, because I wanted to get mentally sharp to do this kind of show. And I'm glad I met them. I'm still trying to learn how to keep my keep on the straight and narrow. I don't like going off tangent and stuff, even if like I just did. I'm trying to keep on the straight and narrow and stuff like that, but you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Especially when it's like multiple topics, because I'll be honest with you, it's super early in the morning and I can't find my notepad with my topic because I don't know where I put it, but I hit record and we're here now. Speaking of looking lost, saw that debate between Biden and Trump, and between me and you viewers, we are screwed. We are really screwed. Out of all the potential candidates, we got these two motherfuckers trying to run for office. We got Biden, who personally, I don't think he did a bad job. I think he just got the position way too late in life. If he got it like about 4 years early, like if he won the first one, like if he got it 20, like right after Obama, which even if like he could because he's vice president. But if he like stepped down and like found a way to ran, which I don't know, I'm not that good in politics, so I don't know if he could have ran, even if vice president though. If he ran back then against Trump instead of Hillary Clinton, he would have won that one and he would have been just fine. We probably would have been better off during the pandemic as well. But when you have too many people that just voted for Trump because majority of them probably hate Obama for obvious reasons, besides the fact he's a Democrat, he had to wait his turn. Now, personally, to me, like, I'm probably gonna lose some viewers on for right now, but they both suck. Even if, like I just said, Biden was better, he's gotten a little bit too up in age to run again. If he dropped out, it would have been better, but the problem is, who are you going to have take his place? It's too little too late to get another Democrat to get half of the people that like Biden to like the new candidate. And then on the other side, you got Trump, which a lot of people I've known say was not that bad, but compared to what he is, you know what? Let me be honest. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't like Trump for moral reasons. Like, to me, he's probably the most immoral, self-centered, narcissistic kind of douchebag you can ever have to run for office. But then again, compared to other politicians out there, he fits right in. But for something about Trump, it doesn't sit with me. Like, when he was a celebrity or a businessman, hey, he did his thing. He got his money. Good for him. But he's in a whole new ball game, like running for office. And to me, he didn't really do a good job. I'll give him like a C- at best. Like, yeah, he did some things with like the economy. The economy was a little bit better. But the mishandling of the troops and the mishandling of the pandemic shows me the fact that he's not qualified for it. And he doesn't like to hire people who are qualified for certain positions to do what they're supposed to do. He gets people that, like, kind of like, you know, kiss his ass and butter him up all the time. And that's not going to work in this time, in this day and age now. Especially now when you got, like, other countries, like, looking at it, like, y'all going to hire Trump again? And you know how he fucked up y'all the last time? Y'all going to hire him again? No wonder we're a laughingstock around the United Nations and stuff like that. But like I said, Biden, even the fact that he's up there in age, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. Because honestly, they're both kind of terrible. Biden, to me, is probably the better candidate, but he's just a little bit way up there in age. And unfortunately, he's starting to show, many people think he's showing signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. It's not looking good. Unless he steps down and let Kamala Harris run, which even I think that's going to be a very, even a more terrible idea. To let Kamala run. And I like Kamala Harris. But she don't stand out to me as a potential candidate. There is no other person to pick from. So we got these two dudes. But I saw that debate and good lord. I have never seen torture like they presume. Like, that debate alone, I try to forget, but there's some things like Biden, like, fumbling his words or losing track of his ideas, Trump trying to, like, brag about stuff that he, like, they did that was irrelevant. It's things like that that makes me want to move to Canada or Mexico if I had the funding for it. But until then, I gotta deal with these two. We gotta deal with these two people, America. Yeah. God, just thinking about the debate right now is making me so angry. So I need to switch topics, but I have no clue what I want to talk about right now. Because like I said, I can't find my fucking notepad before I hit record, but I'm here now. Oh boy. I want to talk about another thing, but I want to save that to like talk to my friend Vicious again, and I'm trying to contact him again if he wants to talk about it, because I want to talk to him again about, you know, Kendrick versus Drake, but I didn't get his final take on it. So hopefully in the next couple episodes I'll talk to him, because there's a lot of new stuff that came out since the last time we talked, and I would love to hear his point of view. So Vicious, if you're hearing this, we need to get back in the studio and we need to talk about it again. Also, jumping back to a topic I talked about earlier about letting people on the show. Listen, if you know who I am in person and you want to get on the show, just give me a date or just pick a Saturday out of the month and we can like meet up and we can like do an episode. It's not that hard to get on the show. There's no like pre-interview or no post-interview shit to get on the show. If you think you got a subject you want to talk about, just tell me, I'll tell you what Saturdays are free, and you just pick one, and we just meet up somewhere, and we talk. Like, I have no qualms about who I interview, basically. Now that that's taken out of, now that's side notes over. Oh, boy. The NBA draft. You know what, I saw the NBA draft, and honestly, Even the fact a lot of things have been kind of questionable by some of the selections, the biggest one of all, basically, is Bronny, LeBron James' son, getting drafted in the second round, but to the Lakers. And everybody is getting on this man's, getting on LeBron's ass, saying the fact that why would you draft your own son? Are you really trying to win a championship again? Are you just trying to fill a dream? I say this. Let the man have his flowers. All he wanted to do is basically play with his son. I think a lot of fathers would love to play with their son. Pause. I think a lot of fathers would love to play with a son in a sport like that. And he'd been saying for a while the fact that when he couldn't call to retire, he wants to retire, but he wants to play with his son before he does. LeBron, honestly, is not in the fucking mood to win a championship. If he wins another one, I think he would probably be, the next time he won a championship, either he'll be a coach or he'll be an owner of a team by that time. Right now, he's just in cruise control. He just wants to go out there, you know, add more points to his scoring record, and just kick it with his son for a while. Now, if they make a run for the championship, which would be surprising, I would not be mad either. And for some reason, people are like, he's only got into the league because his Bron only got into the league because his dad, like, full strength against the Lakers. No shit. Trust me, if you was a father and you also played like a sport like football or basketball or baseball or some shit like that, and your son was coming through the ranks, coming through the college, about to get drafted, you would try to draft him on your team too. Not only because of the fact that he can learn from you, but he's gonna be in an okay environment because he can learn from you and other players around him, and he doesn't have to worry about, you know, getting like hazed or go through the rookie like grindhouse away from you. You can protect them and all stuff. You can protect them from all that shit, and he can have fun while he plays. The only thing I don't want Bronny to do is try to be like his father. You don't need to drop like 25 points, 9 rebounds a game. All he needs to do is just find his niche, and then he'll be okay. If that means he needs to be a pass-first kind of player, go for it. If that means you pull up and you do mid-range shots, go right ahead. Or if you're a 3-and-D guy, go right ahead. Find what your team needs you to do, and then fill in that role. And trust me, Bron will have a long career. But if he tries to go out there trying to be like, I'm the next LeBron, I am the next era of the James family, he tries to be like superstar, you know, Bronny, he's not going to like it. He just won't, because he can put all that pressure on him, and when he doesn't fulfill it, it's going to get to him. He's going to probably, like, leave the league in a quick fashion. But let's be honest. How many of us got a job through our family? Y'all criticize LeBron for helping his boy get into the league, but let's be honest. A lot of us motherfuckers got a job through family. Whether it's a cousin, an uncle, a brother, sister, your father knows someone who knows someone who hires someone, or your mom, whatever. You got a job through someone. Or you got someone. It don't even have to be a family member. It could be a, you know, friend of the family. Or somebody at your local PTA or some shit like that. There's nothing wrong with helping someone get their bread. But for some reason, and this is what pisses me off sometimes, it's the fact that it's LeBron James. Say, and his family, say what you will about LeBron James. To me, Hall of Famer, extraordinary player, he's still not better than Jordan, to me. But then again, I'm in the Scottie Pippen fan base, so take what you will. But is he a legend? Yes. Should he be on Mount Rushmore? He's not on my Mount Rushmore, but he's on somebody's Mount Rushmore. Let's see. Top scorer? Hell yeah. Champion? Hell yeah. Influential? Damn right. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't use his influence to help out his son? Personally, I think his son would have gotten in the league even without his help. Just from the name alone. Like, somebody was going to pick him up. I was just surprised it was the Lakers. I take that back. I was not surprised it was the Lakers. I was surprised the Lakers picked him in the second round. I figured somebody was going to pick him in at least late first round or something like that, just to fuck with LeBron. just to see if he would leave LA just to go play with his son, is how much to play with his son somewhere else. By the way, just to clarify, I'm not a Laker fan. I'm a Houston Rockets fan. Yes, I know we suck at this moment. We are still in rebuilding mode. Give us time, you know. Give us time. We'll be back in the playoffs making runs for championships real soon. We just need one or two more pieces. That being said, speaking of championships, let's... I do know that one of the episodes I want to do later down the line, I want to do a championship, like a pre like college football championship episode with a couple friends of mine, and I want to do a pre-college game episode too. So those are going to be coming down the line sometime soon. And okay, guys, I'm just going to be fair. This episode is all over the place. But you know what? I kind of like that. It's my first day back after a long break. Still trying to work out the kinks. Still trying to do all that shit. But overall, I think I like this episode. I'm going to get better at cleaning stuff up. And I'm going to get better at finding my notes. Because where the hell is my notepad? But I'm going to do better at, you know, jumping from topic to topic. And, you know, keeping the story and keeping this podcast or TV or radio show moving as fluent as possible. But you know, baby steps. Baby steps. One step at a time. One step at a time. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Alpha Insanity. And thank you for listening in, and we'll see you on the next one. Until then, stay cheesy.